Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, home of the great, great, great flagship station that I am a part of here, as I broadcast to you and America around the world via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And let's not forget to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also goes for our FedEx and UPS and bulk mail drivers who are all out working today, and we appreciate them getting the mail and the packages delivered. And, of course, let's not forget about our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers as well. And, of course, the suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Now, that being said, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also over there on MeWe. We're on Gab. And we're on Parler. And, of course, you'll find us on Getter. You'll find us on Truth Social. You'll find us on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. All right, and joining us right now from FoundersCo.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Ta-da. All right, boys and girls, we're going to go back inside because Putin is speaking. They want to hear Putin, so there they go. All right, he's speaking live in Moscow right now. Let's say the pledge. You ready?
Yes, sir.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Putin is speaking right now, addressing the nation. After Biden visited the Ukraine, he is, of course, in Moscow. I'm not sure what they call that, but there's a lot of military and political types there, it looks like.
Government employees.
Okay, but are they, is that their Congress or something? Is that what that is?
Yeah, it's anybody in government. I mean, you're not going to get the Russian citizens. They don't really like them.
Okay. Because,
so back the crowd.
He's in the middle of the stage, and then he's got a big camera to the right of him, a big screen, sorry, to the right, a big screen to the left, and they're all just fixated looking at what he's saying. And I'm pretty sure that it's going to be an interesting speech, but right now they're not really saying much of anything about what it is that he's saying. They got people in there talking about something totally different, but it is what it is. What do you think he's going to talk about?
Well, this is the anniversary, so he's going to talk about successes and, you know, that he's, you know, freeing his country from Ukrainian oppression and blah, 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 blah. But you know, not anything that he says is true. I think he's got some oligarchs there I can see. He's got the head of the Russian church there. Looks like he's got some empty seats.
Yeah. Well, they must be fighting over in Ukraine. I don't know. But anyway.
This isn't pretty. I mean, we're not in a good place right now.
No.
Not at all. And I think people tend to forget, you know, what Putin did in Georgia.
Yeah.
He took over a couple of those provinces. I think he's going to make a move to take the rest of Georgia. If I just mentioned, I think he's going to move to take over Belarus, which will be an easy thing because Belarus is pretty much all in with the Kremlin.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, then we have this, essentially this deeper remarriage now between Russia and China. So, I don't know. I think Eastern Europe, NATO countries and whatnot, I think they're kind of all in a, I don't want to say a panic, but maybe that might be a good word. I don't know.
Well, we don't really know where any of this is going to go, and there's a lot of speculation and a lot of people saying one thing, and as soon as they say it's going to go this way, it goes that way, and we just don't know what to believe. So I guess we just got to sit back and watch. But in the meantime, are you as surprised as a lot of other people were that he wound up over there in that neck of the woods instead of going to East Palestine?
No. And I would also say, interestingly enough, and in fact, I heard the air raid sirens in Kyiv, I said that air raid siren was a fake.
Sure.
And fascinatingly enough, there were a couple of people in the media that said there hasn't been an air raid siren in Kyiv in many days, many days. And so there was nothing in the skies or anything that was going on that would cause that siren. So it was staged.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. We're going to come right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Go check her out at her website, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. And I will be right back with more.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will do just that, this portion of the program. My conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by GEICO, spelled G-E-I-C-O. GEICO is an insurance company, the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, and they insure over 26 million drivers. But GEICO's been saving people money for over 85 years. And if you want to find out more about them, go to their website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. Click on that website. You'll be able to get a price quote for the car you're driving. Maybe you got a truck. How about this? Maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. You'll be able to get a discounted price because you'll bundle that together with the car or the truck that you're driving. But then where the rubber meets the road and where the price really drops quickly is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance policy together with the other equipment that you have to insure. That will lower your premium a great deal. So go over to GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, check it out, see what they can do to save you money, and you never know until you do it. So good luck. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, you were making a comment, and I think that was a pretty good one to repeat. I was watching the crowd like you were. You were watching from a different perspective. I was trying to figure out who the heck the military guys were, because I know who some of the new people are by their face anyway. But you know, you pointed out something right off the bat. So what did you notice that I didn't?
The camera is going. It's kind of panning the crowd watching Putin's speech, and every one of them, I mean, men, women, military, I mean, civilians that are working for government and whatnot, they all have very concerned looks on their faces. I don't see anybody smiling. I don't see, you know, I mean, they're concerned. They're fretful. Their top general, Gerasimov, he is there. He wrote something. I've written about him a couple of times. He wrote something called the Gerasimov Doctrine, which is essentially how the war is being prosecuted in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
He emptied out, Putin emptied out a lot of his prisons and put those prisoners into the Wagner Group. And it's now being asserted in a interesting way by Western leaders that China is, in fact, supplying the Wagner Group, not Russia, because, I mean, the Wagner Group is their top clandestine, if you will,
mm-hmm.
It's not really clandestine, but
right.
Paramilitary operation. And so they can say, we're not giving weapons to or selling weapons to Russia, but they're selling it to the Wagner Group. Now, the Wagner Group has been operating in the Donbass region for a while, but they also operate in many areas around the world. I think they've kind of reined some of them in to be in the eastern part of Ukraine. So, this is kind of all ratcheted up here in the last, 2 days?
Right.
Not a good place. Not a good place.
Okay, well, we'll go with that, and we'll see what happens next, because to be continued, as I like to say. And this is very, very volatile, we know that. So,
oh, yeah.
We'll keep our eyes on it. Now, it seems that nobody from either political party wants to cut either Social Security or Medicare. There's troubling math and tough politics that are calling for something to be done soon, because if not, it's going to run out of money. So what's the soon going to bring us?
It runs out of money. Well, what did they predict by 2030?
Yep.
That Social Security becomes insolvent.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what, you know, Senator Rick Scott from Florida, what he has basically been saying is, there needs to be another look at Social Security, not to destroy it, not to retool it to hurt senior citizens, not by a long stretch. What he's simply saying is they may have to increase the eligibility age for Social Security. That's been done many times, by the way.
Right.
But two, to look at the waste, fraud, and abuse that happens within Social Security, and there is some, and most of all in Medicare. There's so much waste, fraud, and abuse, especially fraud in Medicare, that the FBI has a whole separate department dedicated to just that. But, I mean, nobody is proposing to terminate it. So Biden's been lying about that. But they bring this up every time, though. They bring this up, like, every 4 years anyway.
Yeah.
The Democrats do.
Yeah. Now, an unprecedented 350,000 public school students in New York City have repeatedly missed school last year. These are harrowing signs of learning, a loss, a big-time learning loss, is hitting the city's most vulnerable children especially hard. And some of these kids can't read at their grade level, can't add, subtract, multiply, and divide at their grade level. They're in trouble.
Well, that is Illinois State Senator, that 55 of the schools in Cook County, I think, is the same way. 55. Baltimore. Kids that, you know, that are seniors in high school that are at fourth grade levels, fourth grade levels as seniors in high school, are being graduated. So this really should, in fact, be one of the top scandals and issues to be addressed across this country. It didn't start with COVID and the lockdowns, but it's manifested itself because of that. So it's gotten much worse. And we can't, our next generations cannot compete with any other countries in the world. I mean, the United States is in a very bad place when it starts looking at next generations.
Wow, that's really bad to hear that sort of stuff.
I can't even tell you how bad it is. It's so awful. And those are just, you know, three states. But if you literally measure other states, the numbers are as bad. Not maybe quite as bad, but they're bad.
Well, now the Israelis are telling us that they will not authorize new settlements in the coming months, which is going to make the Palestinians happy because they were on the verge of war again over that.
Well, they always are. But, you know, look, the whole word settlements is a disgusting term, okay? Because Israel is Israel. And, you know, you should be able to create housing any place in the country. And the Palestinians think that, you know, any part of vacant land belongs to them. So, you know, the Palestinians always get their boxers in a bunch anytime that there's new construction, which they call settlements, which is an outrageous term.
Mm-hmm.
It's a manufactured term. But what they're basically saying is, okay, we won't create any new housing for a while. It'll happen again because, I mean, Israel's kind of like Florida. They're running out of housing. They're running out of space.
Well, finally, the U.S. has warned China, do not send weapons to Russia for Ukraine.
Well, they already are.
Sure they are. Okay. Well, to be discussed, to be finalized, we'll figure out what's going on tomorrow with all the great things that are floating around. So you have yourself a great day.
All right. Thank you. You too.
All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the things that she's up to. FoundersCode.com. More on the Captain's America Third Watch when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Got the Military and Veterans News Report coming right up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. A suspect has been arrested in connection with the murder of a Los Angeles area archbishop. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna announced that 65-year-old Carlos Medina was taken into custody Monday morning after surrendering to police outside his residence in Torrance, about 20 miles north of Los Angeles. Archbishop David O'Connell was found shot to death in the bedroom of his home in the L.A. suburb of Hacienda Heights. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is asking Tesla for information after a driver in one of the company's cars was killed over the weekend. This is now in addition to dozens of special crash investigations NHTSA has already opened into Tesla vehicles where autopilot was suspected of being used. While it hasn't been confirmed yet that the Model S involved in the crash in Walnut Creek, California, was using the self-driving feature, that particular vehicle is currently under recall for issues with the system. Julio Flores, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is indeed that time for the Military and Veterans News segment, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two campuses to better serve you. One in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. The other one up in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. And here's more about them right now, right here, on the old radio.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has the two campuses to serve you, one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in Tampa, our area, and the other one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. Now, to find out about either one, please go to their website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, one more time, naa.edu. And check out their campuses, the one in Clearwater, the one in Concord. After you do that, call them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. Now, when you do that, you'll be able to talk to the students. You'll be able to talk to some teachers. And you'll be able to talk to the loan officers that handle the paperwork for the loans. Now, if you're a military, your GI Bill, provided you have benefits left on it, some people are down to the nitty-gritty when it, when they go to get out of the military. But check with your base. Make sure that you've got enough to do, to cover you. And then if you don't, you can apply for the standard student loan. But you can also get everything going with your other paperwork for National Aviation Academy. And they have a lot of military, former military men and women there, including instructors. So you're going to like it. And they treat you like kings and queens that you really are. So there you go. Now, that's National Aviation Academy at NAA.edu, NAA.edu. Now, in case you haven't heard, the president is over across the pond, overseas right now. And he paid a little trip to Ukraine yesterday, snuck back out again. He actually came in on the train, I might add. Now, we've had 4 U.S. troops wounded during a raid that killed an ISIS leader in Syria a couple days ago. And we certainly wish them well, the soldiers that were involved in that. We understand they were special ops. Also, the creation of a Space National Guard gets a renewed push from lawmakers. A lot of people are going through training right now for that. The Navy, of course, lifted their COVID-19 vaccine requirements for deployments. That's a good thing. And a brand new on-base Department of Labor program offers a job search help to those outside of the TAP classes. That's also a good thing. You get a full cylindrical look at what's available in terms of jobs in your area. Well, Joe Biden snuck into the Ukraine a little bit ahead of the war anniversary, the one-year anniversary. And he did what he needed to do. And I guess now he's on his way back out again. But at the same time, with the problems that the folks in East Palestine, Ohio are having, and with our 39th president, Jimmy Carter, has gone home to pretty much end the rest of his life. Whenever it's his turn, he'll be at home when he passes away. He is taking hospice care at home. And, of course, he has cancer. If you didn't know that, he has cancer. North Korea also fired a couple of missiles. And tests were condemned by all of their neighbors. Well, of course they're condemned by their neighbors. You want missiles sailing by your front window? I don't think so. I know I don't. But what are you going to do about it? You got to man up. What are you going to do about it? Not much, right? Not much. Well, not to be forgotten about, but our military is doing a lot of training with our European allies. We're over in the South Pacific training over there. Almost makes you think something is up, right? Well, something could be up. There's a lot of threatening going on here right all of a sudden. A lot of threatening. So, got to keep your eyes on the prize. And we'll see how all of this plays out. Hopefully, cooler minds will prevail. I certainly hope so. Now, Biden added another $500 million in military aid commitments. Now, to note, since Russia's initial invasion of Ukraine in February 2022, the U.S. has already provided more than $100 billion in aid to that nation, according to the parliament. He is committed to spending and supporting the war-torn country for as long as it takes. Wow. Those are pretty strong words. We'll see. All it takes is one really bad incident to happen, and you know what happens after that. Now, I want to say good morning and hello to our new friends up in Maryland and Virginia and Delaware. The new FM block that's up there that gets us into D.C. A little stronger pattern, Washington, D.C. Welcome aboard the Captain's America Third Watch. And, of course, our friends at the Alabama, I believe this is the pilot. I was told that the driver's going to be pulling in there in a little bit and probably within the next hour, and he's going to top off his fuel tanks there. He is headed south, by the way, out of there. So there you go. We'll see how that works out. Now, the GOP could gain four seats in the House redistricting in North Carolina. I'm not surprised to hear that, but I am surprised that it took them so long to realize that. They need to get going on that because the Democrats knew it. I'll bet you money on it. You need to get going on that right away. And let's not forget that the great President Zelensky came out and made a statement yesterday. Should China ally with Russia, there would be a world war. I certainly hope that doesn't happen, but right now it looks like as if China and Russia and Ukraine are all battle buddies. And if that's the case, then we're going to have a problem. And I think the problem's already started. All right, I do hear the music coming up. So we will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. In the meantime, we are going to take a break. So here we go, round the horn.
Thank you all, United States veterans. May God bless you.
And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
To hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff. And before I get to the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura. And they're all new design, Acura. Now, let me tell you something. If you don't get free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle where you're at now after buying your vehicle, and if you don't get the You Serve, You Save discount for being either active military or a veteran or an EMS first responder or a firefighter first responder or a police officer first responder or even a church pastor, then you went to the wrong place. Now, Moss Acura, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura, is located on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, right next door to Moss Nissan. And you can find them online by going to mossacura.com, mossacura.com. Go there first, check everything that's out or that's in the field available for inspection. Take a test drive or talk to them over the internet or give them a call. But whatever you do, check with them first before you go anywhere else, because they will take care of you, especially if you are an active duty military, veteran, first responder, or church pastor. So there you go. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Okay, back to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
Now, we're hearing some interesting stuff here, and I don't think I've ever heard of this before, at least the way this is being represented. Do you know the National Endowment for Democracy is going to defund the Global Disinformation Index for attacking conservative news outlets? Did you hear that one?
No, I'm not even familiar what this is.
I don't know who they are either.
Profit group or something like that. I'm sorry, Kevin. I'm familiar with what they are. There's a lot of, myriad of different groups out there that do things, nonprofits, think tanks, all that stuff, and difficult to keep up with them all.
Yeah, I did hear about the think tanks, but again, I don't know how that relates to the grand scheme of things. We'll have to sit back and watch and see what happens. You know, you've heard a lot lately about the Democrats talking about the Republicans want to cut Social Security and Medicare, right?
Yes.
Well, that's just not true. And the Democrats were the ones that started all this because they are the ones that talked about cutting this and then really, really quick changed their mind and said, oh, no, we can't do that, we can't do that. So this is turning into quite a little brouhaha.
Well, there needs to be adjustments. It needs to be talked about. It's going to be cut anyway. I mean, automatically in 2035, all benefits are going to be reduced by 20%. You're only going to be getting 80% of what you're supposed to get. That's going to happen. So that's a cut that's coming, and that's just simply because the demographics and the way that Social Security is structured. We continue to not deal with the problem on both the left and right, and both sides. Both sides. Nobody wants to sit down. I mean, there's some on the Republican side that are actually talking about trying to fix it. But, once anybody gets up into any sort of serious leadership position, they punt on it. And it's a problem because, again, the cuts are going to come. Something needs to be done, needs to be discussed. And, everybody is like I said, pretending like the problem doesn't exist.
Mm. Well, a lot of people are going to be hurting big time if they do that, so I hope they're able to rectify it.
People are going to have to be expect it. And if you have to put more money aside, you have to put more money aside. I mean, Social Security has been raided since the 1960s. They never invested any of the money. There's no lockbox. There's no account that's out there. It's a Ponzi scheme. Money comes in, money goes out. You just do the math. The amount of people paying into Social Security continues to drop based upon the recipients. Eventually this day was going to come.
Now, little old Buttigieg says that he's deflecting the train derailment blame in a letter that he wrote to the Norfolk Southern.
He's blaming
the railroad for everything that's happened. The railroad does not own those tracks.
I still don't think we know exactly what's going on. There's been way too many derailments as of late. It's an odd coincidence to me.
We've had three since the middle of last week.
And then you had there was that pipe bomb that was found near a track. What was it? Yesterday, it was behind a church.
Yep.
That was stuff. I don't know. There seems to be like we're not being told everything when it comes to this. How this was handled. We're still hearing that there's no danger when it comes to the environment. I find that very, very hard to believe. I think there's plenty of blame to be thrown around. And I just wish they'd rather than placing the blame, I'd rather that they fix the problem.
Now there's a comment here that's been made by several in the Republican Party that Buttigieg has flunked the crisis communication course 101 with his train derailment response.
And not just there. You can also talk about failures with the FAA and the airlines and everything that goes along with the flight cancellations. It's just a lot of things. But again, he's a political appointee. I mean, he got the job because he ran for president. And he checks certain boxes, and we all know what boxes they are. That's how he got the job. He didn't get the job based upon any sort of traditional metric in regards to why one would get a job. Well, I guess maybe traditional metric when it comes to political jobs, but not based upon experience and knowing what the hell you're doing. The guy was mayor of bloody, South Bend, Indiana, for crying out loud.
Now, I don't know when they're going to have the CPAC convention, the annual CPAC convention. I believe it's going to be here in Florida again. I think that's become a permanent location now. But guess who won't be going there to speak?
Who's that?
Ron DeSantis.
Oh, he's not? Okay.
Nope. He's declined to speak at CPAC.
Okay. I mean, I don't know why, or, you know, CPAC has been a bit of a firebrand type of a situation. Probably, you know, wants to see how everything plays out there. Again, it can get a little bit on the vitriolic side, especially when we're getting into ramping up a presidential election cycle. So, I don't know. I know he was here in New York yesterday.
Yeah. Recruiting police officers.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I don't know how that went. Hopefully he got a few.
And not a bad move.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now let me see here. The big tech problems that we're having seem to be something that everybody's saying the Supreme Court is going to hear arguments in two cases involving big tech, and they're not really going to be able to resolve anything. I don't know why they wouldn't if they're going there to begin with.
Again, it does affect, you know, how the internet works and libel and whatnot. And, we'll see how it plays out. It could definitely change things. It may basically push the internet if things go a certain way where, it's more of a, you have to confirm who you are, a verified service. I know that, Twitter's already heading in that direction. You know, Facebook announced that that's what they're going to start charging $11 a month for you to be, you know, a verified user. It's all about liability for what is said and what is true and what's not true. And, you know, opens up a whole new ball of wax when it comes to how these things operate. Again, not just affecting internet companies, also affecting a lot of digital publications as well.
Now, we're hearing that U.S. voters strongly prefer capitalism to socialism. I'm not shocked to hear that. Are you?
No. I mean, again, sometimes I wonder, Captain, whether people know what each system actually means.
I don't think they do. That's just me. I don't think they do. All right, here comes the music. I'll let you go, and I will talk to you tomorrow morning. Same time, same bat channel. Okay, thanks a lot. Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the different things that he's involved in, and you are going to like what you see. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.